Now, through all you've seen and achieved, how big a role does faith play in your journey?
Faith plays a major role in our journey because, you know, you're not going to always have it like you want it, but you have to hold tight and have faith until you get it like you need it.
I like that. I like that. Now, without giving away too much of this beautiful book, how did you get your start?
Actually, I started out cutting hair in the projects in Southgate. So I started cutting out hair in 1983, a long time ago, for 50 cents a head, which doesn't sound like a lot of money, but when you're from the projects where I'm from, 50 cents is okay.
I totally understand. And like I said, I grew up right around the corner from you.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm very familiar with the shopping center you had there right by the Statue Side Business Park.
Yes, that was my first project. Built that back in 1997.
Now, what motivates you to succeed?
What motivates me to succeed is, you know, I have a never give up attitude. And I understand that there are people watching. And a lot of times if you get frustrated as a leader and a business owner, you know, if you get to the point where you want to give up, that means other people might feel discouraged and might not want to try entrepreneurship. So I fight not just for me. I fight for people that might see me coming and say, you know what, I can do it because he did it.
Now, what advice would you give to young people who want to follow in your footsteps and do the things you've done? Maybe have come from an area like we came from that didn't have the most resources or the most attention, or, you know, what advice would you give them?
I would just give them advice of, you know, start where you are. You know, a lot of people say, if I had this, I would start. If I had that, I would start. If I had these connections, I would start. First of all, you have to understand what you truly want. And then you have to say, you know what, how can I get to what I want? The advice I would give them is to start what you have, be grateful for what you have, because you're all in the way. You just have to hold tight until you get there.
Now, I don't know if you want to talk about it. I know you're a busy guy. Tell us what you're working on now.
Man, I'm working on so many projects right now. It's crazy. So my major project right now is, you know, I'm working on a project in Durham called Fayette Place, where we're doing townhouses, we're doing grocery stores, 600 apartments. It's right on 147 in Durham. We also just won a project with the City of Durham. We just won the police headquarters, which is like a $400 million project. I partnered with Mr. Donahue Peoples, which is a mentor of mine. You know, the largest black real estate developer in the country. So we're doing a project there, as well as I just bought a horse ranch up in Mebane, 40 acres, and we bought that for equine-assisted therapy and wellness place. We're also doing, like, weddings there. We're doing family reunions and all those types of things. So I'm all over the place, bro.
You really are all over the place. I was hoping you would talk about that ranch. I can't wait to check that out.
Yes, sir.
Now, where can people get the book?
So the book right now is available on Amazon. I actually don't understand Amazon because I ordered like 1,000 copies, and they told me, well, yours will be here in like 3 weeks. I'm like, what? They said, but you can order it and you'll get it in 2 days if you order it straight to us. I'm like, wow. So I got people that are actually already reading the book that have read the book before I even got a real copy of it. So, but it's on Amazon. I got the link on my bio and on LinkedIn, as well as my Instagram and the Facebook.
Now, can you throw out any social media for people to follow you, for your Instagram or Facebook?
Sure. On Facebook, it's James Montague. On Instagram, we have F7 Blackstone Ranch on Instagram. And then on Instagram, we also have Monty's F7. And then on LinkedIn, it's also James Montague.
Roger that. James Montague with the book Hood Minute, How Hustle, Faith, and 50 Cents Built an Empire. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, John.